Well, good afternoon. I just want to read the song that Nadine picked out. The title is Just Keep On Praying. Starts off like this. Pray when the storm clouds gather o'erhead, hiding the light from you. Filling your soul with darkness and dread, pray till the light breaks through. Pressed under sorrow, near to despair, troubles your soul pursue. Go to your Father, tell him your care. Pray till the light breaks through. Pray then, believing God on a throne looks with compassion true, unto his children cares for his own. Pray till the light breaks through. Just keep on praying till the light breaks through. The Lord will answer you. God keeps his promise, his word is true. Just keep on praying till the light breaks through. I had to look that up just to see what it was, because I know it's hard for the pianist and the song leader to do songs that they don't know. But I looked at those words like, they need to be read. So thank you for sharing that. God knows what he's doing. Amen? Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter number 4. Thank you to Christy for the wonderful lunch that we had this afternoon. That's real heavy upon our stomachs right now, keeping us all from trying to stay awake, celebrating Patty and Bill's soon-to-be 50th wedding anniversary. And I'm still wondering, how is Bill still alive? Because I've heard some things come out of your mouth. That's okay, Bill. You taught us a lot. You taught us a lot on what not to do. Exactly. No, even though we know you give Patty and women a hard time, we know you love your wife. That we do. And you're able to keep your mouth quiet for this one. Yeah. It's close, wasn't it? Oh, well. Well, now that I got my... If you wonder where I get my silliness from, it's right here. You heard it all this morning. So I'm not going to give you any rambling right now. So we're going to go to the Word of God. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 4. We'll read verses 35 through 41. I'll be honest with you. I got done last night typing up my lesson, giving everything that I was wanting to give for this afternoon. And I really wasn't at peace with the direction that I was wanting to go, that I felt God laid upon my heart. And it's been something I've been kind of studying, going over the last couple weeks. And got done it last night. I was thinking to myself, God, if this is the direction you want me to go, then give me the peace. If not, please let me know, and let me know soon. And went to bed last evening, and was out again. Nothing bothered me. No weather bothered me like it did the night before with some folks. Woke up early this morning, and I had a little bit of a spiritual battle going on. And that spiritual battle was, Chad, you're not going to be preaching a sermon that you had last night. I want you to go in a different direction. And I had a feeling that was going to take place, so I quickly got ready as fast as I could, came down and began to put forth some notes for this afternoon, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. The title of my sermon today is The Eye of the Storm. It was actually been inspired through this past week and what I seen take place around our community. Before I get reading any scripture, I'm just going to give you a little story. People go through storms in life. And we're going to read about some storms, especially the disciples, what they went through. But there's all sorts of storms. The first thing that we think of when we think of storms is weather. And so we begin to think of what happened this past Friday night, early Saturday morning, with the great storm that came through our community. They say the winds were up to 75 to 96 miles per hour. And that's a lot of wind. And man, it'd be a bad day to be wearing a toupee outside. It might get blown off. That is why Gorilla Glue got invented. But anyway, there are those storms that will come through, and what they do, they will begin to mess up the very things that we have been trying so hard to keep pretty, to keep neat, and all those things. And they mess up our lives. So you have these storms that will do those things. Hurricanes will begin to mess up the South during this time of the year. Last year, Chris and I, we headed out to Florida and was looking forward to having a good time in Florida for the short time we were there. And guess what took place the majority of the time we were there? Whoever titled Florida as a sunshine state is a liar. Because every time I go, it's doing nothing but rain. And they had a tropical storm last year, majority of the time we were there. And they just got rain while we were there. And we made the best of what we could. But it, you know, kind of ruined some plans that we did have. Jalen and Grace didn't go parasailing and things of those nature. And so it ruined some things. It messes up some things. And here we have weather like tornadoes and that will cause some havoc on towns and things of that nature. It will destroy a lot of things. Then we also live in the Midwest where we deal with snow. And I'm thankful for this time of the year because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like snow. Sorry, Sandra and Beth. That's just not my cup of tea. I like it when it melts. That's when it's really pretty to me. And so we have snowstorms that will mess up our agendas for the day. We heard of Pastor talking about some stories about when he was a younger kid and how things back in the day were totally different. People going off on the side of the roads and not able to come home that evening, but they would stay at places of strangers. And that's very true what took place. Years ago, probably around the same time period, maybe earlier than that, a few years earlier than that, there was a lady and her son in London who decided to go out in the afternoon for a ride, just wanting to get away. And it was a cold afternoon, obviously. And a snowstorm came out of nowhere and began to blanket the area that they're in. Visibility became very dense. They couldn't see what was really ahead of them, and they ended up going off the road. And they had to seek shelter, and they stumbled upon somebody's house in the farm community area. Little did they know who they were housing, but they were housing the Queen Elizabeth and her son, Prince Charles. Storms affect everybody, every walk of life. It doesn't matter what color you are or what background you come from, it will affect you one way or another. And some might come out of those storms with very little scars. Some might come out of those storms with multiple damages. Yesterday, I didn't have any damages in my home, but I went down to my nephew's home, and he had three holes in his garage and a big tree that fell between his garage and his house. Even though the garage suffered damage, but where they were sleeping, God protected them and did not allow that big tree to fall down in the house and collapse the roof that they were sleeping under. God protects us through the storms, and I'm grateful for those things. I remember back in the early spring of 1987. It's when we had, from what I can remember, the first tornado that I ever lived through. And I was terrified of those storms. Donovan probably doesn't remember this, but I remember being in his car with him at this point in time. He had a nice Thunderbird that he really liked, and we went and picked up a kid from our church just right down here in 24th and Avenue B. And we brought him back to our house at that point in time because his mom and dad was working. And they were scared for him, and so we went down there and got him, and we all went down in our basement. And while we were down there, you can just hear the howling of the wind. It sounded like a freight train. Probably what it sounded like Friday night. I don't know. I was sleeping. And I remember being scared through that time. Little did I know that our pastor is over here. This building is just kind of being built at the time. And back there where Brother Nelson is sitting, we used to have two windows that we used to be able to look outside and see if it was what the weather's like out there. We put those windows there for a reason, to remind Pastor when it got dark, it was time for us to quit. And throughout the years, we closed those windows up. But I remember Pastor telling us a story that he just watched the tornado go by. And as I look back through those storms, every single time, no matter what storm I've been in, whether it be the weather or any other type of storm, God has always had his hand upon every single one of us. And I'm grateful for those things. Jesus was spending some time with his disciples, and they are about ready to face a storm in their life. I had glasses. That's just a holder. That does me no good. Wow. You'll forget everything next Sunday. So if you're going to say, you better say it after the service. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this afternoon that you've given us. Thank you for the great time of fellowship that we're able to have. And I thank you, Lord, for Bill and Patty for the 50 years that you've given them. I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless their years to come. God, I pray that you just speak to our hearts this morning, as this afternoon, as we go through your word. I pray, Lord, that you just allow it to be a blessing to our lives. Lord, I pray that you just use me. Lord, this is the message that you wanted this morning. So, God, I pray that I would do the best of my ability to bring forth your word. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. So as we get back and we go to Mark chapter 4, we begin reading verse number 35. And we pick up, it says, "And the same day, when the even was come, he said to them, Let us pass over the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships." I want you to understand something. That means that they're probably, the disciples had some packages. Maybe they were in these little ships as well. And it says in verse number 37, it says, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" So even at this point in time in life, the disciples were walking with Jesus. They faced a storm in their life. But there's something that they did that we ought to take when we face storms in life. First of all, I want to back up. There was a few years ago, it's probably been about 20-some years ago, I was out fishing. I used to go fishing quite a bit with a friend of mine. His name was Heath Jones. Some of you remember Heath Jones. He's no longer here. He passed away. And it was a tragic end to his life, how it really ended. But I remember on several different occasions, he'd give me a call up and he'd say, "Hey, Chief." That's what he'd call me. He'd always call me Chief. Once he went away from Chief, he'd call me Haas, and I never knew what Haas was until later on in life, and that was from the character, the, whatever you call that show, the Cartwrights. And so I'd always get Chief, or I'd get Haas from him, and he'd call me up and say, "Chief, Haas, hey, what are you doing today?" And I'd tell him a little story. "Hey, what do you think about going fishing?" He loved fishing. He grew up fishing. His grandpa was a great fisherman. As a matter of fact, his grandpa would tour our city and other cities, mainly Missouri. Chad, he would go down in your neck of the woods, and he would fish down there for tournaments. He taught Heath how to really fish. And so we had access to his boats. And so Heath, he called me up, "Hey, I got my grandpa's boat. What do you think about going out fishing?" And so we'd take off on a couple afternoons, and sometimes we'd go early in the morning, and we'd go do some fishing. I remember one day he called me, and he asked me, "Hey, you want to do this?" And so I said, "Yeah, let's do this. I have the day off." And so we met about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we went down, I believe it's called Wilson Islands, down north of us, or up north of us, and we went there, and we began to fish. I remember along the way, I began to see the clouds that would begin to form around us. It started out very beautiful in our area, but as we began to get closer to the place we were going to go, the clouds began to come in, and I would see the lightning afar off, and I'm not a fan of lightning, never have been, and to the point where it bothers me to see those things. But anyway, as we begin to go there, I was nervous about the storm that was coming in place. Heath, he can care less. He was just this, nothing really bothered him, to be honest with you. And so we got on this boat, and we began to go out and do some fishing. And all of a sudden, probably about 15, 20 minutes later, here comes the storm. And we're still sitting out in this metal boat. Metal doesn't go well with lightning, especially when you're out on water. And I began to plead with him as much as I could plead with him without looking like a sissy towards him. I would say, "Heath, can we please go in? Do you not see the lightning?" "Yeah, I see the lightning. We're fine. We're in a better place than what you think you are." And I was like, "Okay, water, metal, yeah, we're in a great place. You're full of wisdom here." And so I, after a few minutes of persuading him, I was able to get off the lake and get into a land of safety. Being out in a lake when there's a storm is very dangerous. It's not a safe place to be. And the disciples knew this. This is a storm that they face. As I said earlier, everybody in life will go through a storm of some kind. It's not a time for us to become scared and timid. And that's where I was at. I was scared about the situation I was in. I wasn't wanting to face this because I didn't have to face this. And so we become scared. It's not a time for us to be scared. It's not a time for us to be timid. But it is a time, as we go through storms in life, to have great courage. That's what we need when we go through storms in life, is to have great courage. We're often scared of storms because we only see the clouds. Let me remind you, as we see the cloud, guess what God already sees? He sees the rainbow. We look at the circumstances that we're already in, but God's already looked beyond that. He already has seen where we're going to be. So we need to face storms with courage. I'm going to go through some things this afternoon, what type of storms that we face in life. The first storm that we face in life is often self-inflicted, and that is financial storms. They are normally self-inflicted. And how can they be self-inflicted? Because it's not managing money correctly. And that becomes a very stormy time in our life. How are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to keep our electricity on? How are we going to pay the water bill? How are we going to have food to put on the table for the kids? And those are storms in our life that becomes very scary. And we don't know how to adapt to those things. But we need to face those things with courage. Begin to manage our money correctly would be a good way to do these things. But I will say this, I'll be honest with you. The people I see with less in life are generally the happiest. And there's nothing wrong with living simple. See, we get ourselves in these financial storms because we always want bigger and better things. When in reality, we need to deal with just learning to be and live with the simple things. Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter number 8. I'm going to show you how Jesus Christ lived his life here on earth. Matthew chapter 8, and we'll read in verse number 20. And Jesus begins to speak here. He says, "And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." You see the simplicity that Jesus lived? He wasn't caught up in the financial gains of this world. He wasn't caught up in those things. But we get caught up in those things. And we find ourselves in storms that will affect our lives. I believe we have become too focused trying to set up our earthly world, our earthly kingdom, rather than focusing on our heavenly home. So we will go through these storms because of not being content. We need to be people that are content where we are at. Not always desiring to have bigger and better, but just be content where we're at. And those are probably some of the most joyous times when you begin to think about those things. We will also face, as we face financial storms, we will face physical storms. Well, what type of physical storms can we face in life? Sickness. Sickness is a storm that many of us face in life. There are some that are not here today because of a sickness that they're facing in their life. And that is a storm. And that's something that they go through. Some other physical storms besides sickness that people face in life will be a death of a loved one. And that is a very difficult time for people when they go through these times. These storms can take a great toll on people. It can age people beyond their years when they face these things in life. And as they go through these storms of physical storms, some will react to these storms very differently. Some with great emotion, and some with very little emotion. That's how we react to these things. Some in life will face storms of other natures. Listen to this. For instance, mom and dad. This is a storm that people might face as they begin to raise children. We'll have a child who is rejecting the ways of the Lord. That's heartbreaking for a mom and dad to raise up a child, to live for God, to have a desire to live for Him. Then out of nowhere, that child becomes rebellious and becomes to rebuke the ways of their parents. And they begin to go out and live a lifestyle that is pleasing to the world, but not pleasing to God. And so the storm that the parent will go through is beyond my imagination. What they go through at night when they begin to think about how their child has rejected their love. They're no longer in their home. They're probably living out on the streets. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but there are more and more young people living on the streets today than I have ever noticed in the city of Council Bluffs. I kid you not. I will go to the gym usually about 5:30, maybe 5:45 in the morning. And as I'm on my way there and on my way back, I'm seeing young people in their 20s lying on the ground, making that their home for the night. And I begin to think to myself, why are they doing this? Why are they here? Because of one decision in their life, and that decision was their choice to reject the teachings and the raising of their parents. So they rejected their ways. And so moms and dads, they have the storm of their child not being protected, being out in the wilderness where they are vulnerable to diseases, where they're vulnerable to other human beings laying attack on them. And so they lay up at night, probably with many tears, heartache after heartache, wondering, why has my child rejected our love? That is a storm that some parents go through. And I pray to God that I and my wife will never go through that type of storm. Because I have heard of stories of parents who have faced that storm in life, that very obstacle, and it's ruined their relationship between a child that they brought into this world. That's a storm that is very heartbreaking and gut-wrenching at times, and begin to think about those things. These are storms, as we go through them, are very delicate. And how do we handle these storms is very important. When we go through a storm of this nature, what needs to be done is constantly showing them the love of you, but more importantly, showing the love of Jesus Christ that He has for them. We need to handle these things with great discernment. It's at this point where parents will try to guide the children that the Lord has given us closer to the Lord and not further away. These are storms that consume many Americans across our nation. And we're fortunate that don't go through these things. And some probably have. So we face the financial storms. We face the physical storms. We face the parental storms in life. And then we're going to move on to another storm that we face. And this happens quite often in our lives. And these are storms with friendships. I will not dwell on this very long. But these are storms that can usually break us as well. None of us in here likes to argue with our friends. I remember growing up, I had several people that I become close friends with growing up. And I can remember on many different occasions as we would meet here in school that there are times that we always did not get along. Yes, problems happen in Christian schools. Yes, problems happen in Christian families. Nobody's perfect. And so there would be times that we would come to school, and if it wasn't me being mad at somebody, I would see somebody else being mad at somebody, and vice versa, just constantly going on. And I remember during those times that you would always try to avoid one another. See, friends face storms. What we need to do when we face these storms is get a hold of each other really quickly, come together, and seek forgiveness. The reason why we have storms with friendships is usually very simple. People get offended really easily. But let me be an encouragement to you. Every single storm that I'm talking about right now is repairable. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, every storm that you go through is repairable. I have seen moms and dads go through great loss of kids in their life, or kids going through the loss of their parents in life, and seeing how God has given them such great peace. I have seen moms and dads who have lost kids of this world, but God's given them peace. God heals us during these storms. Finally, as we continue to move on, not the end of my message by all means, getting close, but finally, there are marital storms. These particular storms are very unpredictable when they do happen. There should never be the thought of divorce when it comes to dealing with the saved. It should always be reconciliation. When it comes to us dealing with this type of a storm, we should be a help to the ones that are around us and not a hindrance. There are often times that I paint a picture that Chris and I have a fantastic marriage and it's perfect. We have a fantastic marriage, but I will tell you this, it's not a perfect marriage because two human beings are involved. But I do know this, every time that we face a circumstance, a storm in our life, how it gets repaired is, first of all, we seek God in the matter and allow Him to fix our hearts. It always hasn't been a bed of roses. But I thank God He gave me a wife that I can go through life with to help repair things. I'm truly grateful for her. She is a woman that's shown me a lot in my life, and I appreciate that. But we not be a hindrance, but we need to be a help. Giving godly advice and not worldly advice. The Christian will say, you need to work things out. The world will say, why don't you just leave her? We need to be giving godly advice. Even in this chapter, we see other people that are affected by these storms. Every single storm that I mention, financial, physical, friendship, parental, marital, every single person that I mentioned, there are people that are affected by these storms. We all have people that are around us that are affected by these. Proof, right here, right now. When Chris and I have intense fellowship, guess who's affected by it? Our daughter. She's affected by it. So not only did we go through a storm, but now we're dragging her through a storm. See, we have the effect of hurting others around us. I'm going to give you six things today that we must do when taking on these storms. In the book of Matthew, again, let's read this. And in the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. I'm sorry, Mark chapter 4. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and they say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are ye so fearful? "How is it that ye have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" First thing that we must do when we face a storm is to take it head on. Take the storm head on. Don't be a coward. Don't shy away from it, but take it head on. The second thing that we must do when we face the storm is we must bring peace to the storm. We must be peacemakers at times. The third thing that we must do is to rebuke the storm. The fourth thing that we must do is we must not be fearful when going through the storm. Jesus says it very clearly to his disciples. "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" When going through the storms, as I mentioned earlier, that I get scared of storms, don't be fearful. And I kid you not, I get scared of storms. You've heard my story about 6-7 years ago. We're driving from Florida to Alabama. And as we're on the highway, we left in the midst of a storm. It was just kind of raining. And I remember as we're driving down that road, a bolt of lightning came out of nowhere. Here comes a thunder. And you know what I did as a grown man? I screamed and squealed like a little mouse. Why? Because I became fearful. We don't need to become fearful when we have God on our side. You're a child of God. God is on your side. The fifth thing that we must do as we go through the storm, we must keep our faith through the storm. Relying upon God every day as we go through the storm. Think about this. The storms that we face, how many of us on occasions would just begin to pray? Pray and pray and pray. What did we do 4 years ago when we faced a storm in our life with Pastor? We prayed, we prayed, we prayed, and we prayed. We put our faith in God. Relying upon God every day as we go through the storm. The sixth thing, I believe, is one of the most important things. We must turn the storm over to the Lord. And say, "Lord, this is your storm. You deal with it. I don't have no strength. I need your help." Turning it over to the Lord. I want you to think about this. Let's look back up. Where were the disciples at? It says in verse 37, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat in the ship, so it was now full. The disciples, they went and gathered him right away. They went down to the hinder part of the ship, and they said, 'Jesus,'" or they said, "'Master, we have a storm.'" Something they knew that they could not get over and they could not face without him. We must turn the storm over to the Lord. And this is exactly what they did. They turned it over to him, and they allowed him to go out of the boat and let him bring calm and peace to the storm. See, we all battle these things in our life every single day. I don't know what anybody's going through here. I know what I battle. I know the storms that come in my life. I do know this. There are times I don't face them head on. There are times that I don't rebuke the storm. There are times I don't have enough faith as I go through the storms. And there are times where I don't turn it over to him, and I want to handle it all by myself. And that's the greatest mistake that I can ever do. As we go through these things, these storms that engulf our lives, the best thing that we can do is taught by the disciples, and that's to go get Jesus and allow him to bring healing, comfort, and peace to the storm that you are in. Lastly, as you go through these storms, he's there with you. I hope you got that. He's there with you. You're not facing it alone. He's there right by your side. Let's stand with our heads bowed. We'll have a word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed for this afternoon. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today that you've allowed us to be able to be a part of each other's lives once again, to be able to fellowship, to be able to worship, to be able to sing praises to you. God, I know it's been a long afternoon for some. I appreciate everybody's faithfulness and their endurance for today. And God, I pray that you'd give us great rest. Some might take an early nap. And Lord, I pray that you just restore our strength unto us once again. Again, God, thank you for being our God, for being there no matter what we are going through. God, I pray that as it's been preached, as we go through these storms in life, we'd face them head on, and we'd face them with you. We ask you these things, Lord, in your name. Amen.